Yes, we see. The leader of the pack. Hey there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And joining me today for possibly his last show is my co-host, America's Canine Expert, Mark German.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that was so nice, Susan. Thank you. I just love that Arctic accent of yours. You know what that is.
Nice. Yes, I'm freezing. That's why.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. You can find out more about Susan and Mark and what we do at americascanineacademy.net. Go to the website. Check out what we do. We train people to become dog whisperers. We can help your dog over the phone. Check us out, americascanineacademy.net. And you can email us with questions and comments at pettalk@live.com. And you can also check out our nonprofit organization at h4hero.org. That's h4hero.org. Susan, what we got?
We have, you know, we're big supporters of the products made by Clear Conscious Pet because yep. Maverick has given it two paws up.
There you go.
And now, as of recently, all the H4 dogs have given it two paws up. So, you know, these products are the best on the market. And first up today, we've got holistic nutritional expert Anthony Benny, who is the founder, and I should say co-founder, because his beautiful wife,
yeah,
Amanda,
see,
helped out.
She wanted me to bring that up.
And knowing that she was, you know, the woman behind the scenes, she probably did everything. And Anthony's
correct.
Just taking credit for it.
That's a guy thing.
Yes. So, Anthony's on the show. He's the co-founder of Clear Conscious Pet to tell us what the special of the week is. Welcome back, Anthony.
Well, thank you so much for having me back, and you're entirely right. I'm a total fraud. Everything has all been created by Amanda, and I'm just putting my name on it and taking the credit. So I plead guilty to that. But thank you guys for having me back, and we have a fabulous special this week, and we just wanted to say that we're so excited that we're partnering with you folks and H4 in terms of helping the veterans with the Super Gravy. So we wanted to feature our Super Gravy this week and offer a killer deal of 20% off, plus we're going to rebate back 10% in addition to that to H4.
Wow.
Oh, purchases.
Well,
so it's
much.
A really sweet deal. You're going to help H4 and also get the best deal ever on Super Gravy, which is the only award-winning and dry gravy mix ever created for pets.
Well, last week I mentioned how great Super Gravy was because of the dog we found, and let me just bring that story up again. His name is Cash. He's a big black flat-coated retriever. He was tied to a tree for a year, and he's a year old, by the way, a little over a year old. So he was tied to a tree, and the owner didn't care, apparently, obviously, and the animal control came by, said, if you don't take the dog inside, we have to take it from you. And he said, I don't care, take the dog. So they pound took the dog, and next thing you know, he's on the end of the line there, and we got him, and he wouldn't eat. He was skin and bones, and we poured Super Gravy on his and the rest of the dogs, nine dogs. And they just cannot get enough of it. I use it every day, every meal, twice a day. They get it till their food floats.
Well, that is I'm never tired of hearing that story, because I'll tell you what, Cash is the kind of dog that we designed this product to help. And people forget sometimes, Mark and Susan, that dogs and cats, our animals, are emotional beings. And you know, sometimes folks who aren't living with animals the way we do forget that an animal who is emotionally distressed will stop eating or will not eat properly, and they'll start to lose energy, and it could be a downward spiral. So stopping that as quickly as possible is essential.
Well, we appreciate you giving our listeners that special, and we'll get it out on Facebook and Twitter and Tweeter and all the rest of the things.
I want to tell you guys how to do it, and that's to use the code FOUNDER. FOUNDER. Now use all caps, because that is sensitive to that on the shopping cart. you will get the 20% off. But if you add in the comments section, free ship, I'm even going to throw in free shipping today because you guys are so amazing. So jump in because it's a great chance to try Super Gravy at a ridiculously good price of a little over 10 bucks a bag, which is a 30-day supply now, and free shipping and help H4. It's a win-win-win.
You can't beat it. You just can't beat that deal.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me, and I look forward to our next segment.
All right. Well, awesome. Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
Well, before you jump off, Anthony, I just want to repeat to everybody because we're going to keep pushing this. Folks, Anthony, along with us and a host of other best-selling authors, have all contributed to a major book project called In Dogs We Trust. The stories in the book are all true, and they're all heartwarming, and it's all about dogs. So buy a copy today. And buy one as a Christmas gift for all of your friends and family because 100% of the proceeds are going to be given to charities. And not only do you get the book, you help a charity, but you also will receive a $10 gift certificate from Clear Conscious Pet. Therefore, you can buy Super Gravy for your dog, and they're going to love it. So everybody, support this project. It's a fantastic project, and I can't wait to read my copy because I want to hear about Anthony's dog. And of course, we've got Gander's in there, Gander Service Dog with the Veteran Traveler, and Rico with Mike Ritland. So everybody log on to h4hero.org and order a copy of your book. And if you say who sent you, you also get $5 off.
Wow, so, what a great deal on the book. I've had the chance to read almost all the stories, but I haven't had the pleasure to read yours yet. So I'm excited to read yours. We can exchange notes, but I'll tell you that there are some folks who said they need a couple of tissues at their side when they read, and not because it's sad, but just because the stories are so inspirational and heartwarming, and it's all real, like you said. So I think the book should be an international bestseller. It's that great.
Well, we think... Thank you for being a contributor to that and helping Lon and whatever took place. We appreciate it, and we appreciate having a chapter in the book also. So,
well, it's all about giving back, and the animals give us so much, and every opportunity we have to give back to the animals and those that support them, if we have those opportunities, we're thrilled to jump in. So you guys have been pivotal in helping us all to get together as well, so I really, really appreciate it. And I don't know what this is about Mark's possible last broadcast, but it better not be because we need to hear you guys for a good long time to come out here.
Well, I'll talk her into keeping me another week.
I'll think
there
about
you go.
It.
Well, listen, you guys are marvelous
Thank
as
you.
Always. And give my best to Maverick and Cowboy and Cash and all the rest of the gang. Give them all big hugs for us. And treat your dogs with clear conscience, everyone.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thanks, you guys, Anthony. Very, very much. Bye-bye now.
All right, folks, we're going to run to break, and when we come back, we have guest number two, so come back to us. What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo, to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be Healthy Goo, healthy.
Okay, we're back, folks. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we're going to go ahead and bring in our next guest right now. In 2008, an amazing organization was co-founded with the goal of saving animals. And the way they intended to do this is by providing a location where private pilots that are willing to provide free transport could connect with people and organizations who rescue, shelter, or foster those animals. The organization is called Pilots in Paws, and it's grown tremendously since its beginning in 2008. Today's guest is the executive director of Pilots in Paws, Kathleen Quinn. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, hi, well, Kathleen.
Before we ask you any questions, I have to tell you, the three of us need to pay homage right now.
Yes.
Because... you know, I know you've grown and you have thousands of pilots, but you were actually one less a few months ago. Our friend Ken Volk was a pilot for Pilots in Paws, and he passed away a few weeks ago, a few months ago in a motorcycle accident. And Ken was a great man, flew many missions for Pilots in Paws and helped many, many animals around the United States. And he was a wonderful man. And so we know personally what a great job Pilots in Paws does. And we want to make sure that the rest of the world knows about you, too.
Well, thank you. Ken was just a wonderful pilot. You know, he had been volunteering with our organization for years. He was a retired Delta pilot. And, you know, he just, Pilots in Paws was really his heart and his soul. I know when he retired, you know, his friends made numerous donations in his honor to Pilots in Paws. And then, you know, recently, a couple of months ago, we had the same outpour of support from his friends and family. So he's very missed by Pilots in Paws.
We miss him, too. He was a great guy, I tell you. And I know he saved a lot of dogs here on Earth, and he's up in heaven doing the same thing somehow, some way.
Exactly. That's what we really, really believe.
Well, hi, Kathleen. This is Mark. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to some questions.
Okay, great.
How many pilots, now that we just mentioned minus one, but how many pilots do you all have?
We are about 70 pilots short of 4,000.
Wow, really?
Yeah, our goal, I mean, we started with one pilot back in 2008, and we just grew from there. People have donated space at aviation events. They've donated space at other places where we can go, and, you know, we go to the AOPA Summit, and we have some pilots who man a booth, and, you know, just even things like this radio program. There might be a pilot out there who's listening, and there are so many ways that we've used to get the word out about Pilots in Paws, and our end goal would really to be having more than 10,000 pilots fly with our organization, because one thing we've seen is as we have more and more pilots join, we have fewer and fewer requests on our forum board for transport go unfilled. So due to our nearly 4,000 pilots, we have actually flown over 15,000 animals so far in 2013.
So, wow, I didn't realize you guys had that many pilots around. We knew Ken. We were in his hangar and got pictures of his biplanes and all kinds of stuff. But how many animals then have you transported? And let's say this year, 2013.
In 2013, we've already transported more than 15,000 pilots. And I'm not sure where we left off before, but one thing is we've seen as more and more pilots have joined, you know, fewer and fewer transports go unfilled on our forum board.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we have the goal. You know, we have the number of animals that we've flown has grown every year that Pilots in Paws has existed, and so has the number of pilots. So that's why it's really important to spread the word to, you know, there are still a lot of pilots out there who haven't heard of us yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody needs to be on board with this. Now, I know that You guys are really proud of your assistance to the military, and that you guys had actually flown some dogs that are being transported to an organization that trains service and comfort dogs.
Yeah, so, exactly. That was part of we made several transports. We have annual flyways, and they're usually in the fall. We actually had two in 2013. And our rescue flyways are we have several pilots, usually near 100 pilots, working together on the same day to transport hundreds of dogs. Our last one, we actually transported more than 500 animals in one day. And what happens is we have maybe 60 pilots on scene at the originating airport where all of the animals are brought to by the rescues. And then we have pilots waiting actually at relay points nearby. You know, we may have two separate relays to get animals all the way to where they have to go. And so as part of our most recent flyway, which was out of Hinesville, Georgia, at the beginning of October, we emptied the Fort Stewart shelter. And I think that this is just a really, really nice story because a lot of the animals that had been turned into the shelter were animals that belonged to military, members of our military, who were called overseas, and they didn't have anyone to take care of their animals. So it's kind of nice because it comes full circle. Those animals were rescued by us. They were flown up to New Jersey, and there's a program that is then training the animals to be comfort and service dogs for members of our military suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. So it's really nice because, you know, pilots and paws, if there is a member of our military who is called to duty and, you know, maybe they live in Virginia and their mom lives in Florida and their mom can take care of their, you know, pup for the year that they're gone or however long they'll be away, we do have pilots in addition to making those rescue flights for animals out of shelters. They'll make the flights for members of the military who, you know, just need to get their animals somewhere safe while they're away.
Well, I know you've checked out our website and our nonprofit organization, Hounds Helping Heroes Heal. Mm-hmm. So we're on the same path as those people out there on the East Coast trying to help, you know, shelter animals and then service members like myself with PTSD.
Exactly. No, it's just, it's so important. You know, we had another story in 2009 where we had some Marines in Afghanistan who they found a puppy. She wouldn't have survived on her own if they hadn't taken her in. They took her in. She ran alongside them when they were doing their drills. And, you know, when one of the members of the military, he ended up adopting her, everyone in his city raised enough money to get her stateside, you know, flown across the Atlantic. And then our pilots took over, and they flew her from New York all the way to his home state of Kentucky. And it was a really heartwarming story because there was some great ABC footage shot of when Corporal Michael Lemons was coming home. Allie was there waiting for him, and, you know, they both had a hero's welcome. And in an interview, he talked about how important it was having a puppy because when they're overseas defending our country, they usually have to leave so much behind. But just having that puppy for them reminded them so much of home. And, you know, it was really a heartwarming story. And assisting members of our military who have given so much is, you know, very passionate for so many.
Well, real quick, where can people find out and watch those videos?
Yeah, we actually post daily stories to our Facebook page as well as our website, pilotsandpaws.org. And so we have a lot of stories posted. A lot of people like to follow along. We actually just ran a story that also helped the military a couple of days out of Charleston.
Well, we're going to go to break. We're going to have you back. So I want to make sure the listeners get those websites again. But just hang on a minute, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong?
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we are speaking with Kathleen Quinn. She is the executive director of a wonderful organization called Pilots and Paws. And Kathleen, before we went to break, you had told us some of the great things you guys have been doing. They are 70 pilots short of having 4,000. And they have transported over 15,000 pets to help save their lives.
Yeah, and that number is actually just for 2013.
Yes.
I can't even comprehend that.
I can't even imagine. Well,
yeah, we have, going on really every week across the country. So, our pilots are making as many as they can as often as possible.
And Kathleen, Subaru is one of your sponsors along with PetMate. They did a video. Can you tell us about that?
Exactly. Are you talking about the video from our flyway?
Yes.
Yeah. I would encourage anyone who wants to really feel, there's so much emotion the mornings of the flyway. I mean, we all get out there. It starts bright and early at about 5:30. It usually wraps up around 2 p.m. And they did a wonderful, wonderful video chronicling the events of October 5th, which was our flyway this year. And we had actress Tam Greer. She's been a strong supporter of Pilots and Paws. She was on scene, and she kind of takes everyone throughout the day. You see the animals getting emptied from the shelter, and then you see them loading up to the planes. And it's always really nice because it's almost like they know where they're going, and they know they're going to a better place. A lot of excitement throughout the whole day. And will you be able to share that video with your fans?
Absolutely. We can put it on our Facebook page.
That'd be great. Yeah, it's just a great video.
Yeah, we'll absolutely do that. What about Pilot Jeff Bennett?
Jeff Bennett is one of our pilots out of Florida, and he is just so passionate about Pilots and Paws. He has actually hit a big, big milestone mid-November. He's flown over 2,000 animals all on his own to safety.
Wow.
And, it's a great story. He takes a picture of every animal that he's flown in front of his plane. And one other thing is, a lot of people always think of Pilots and Paws only transporting dogs or cats. But any kind of rescue animal or service animal, we will really, if possible, make the flight for. And, Jeff has flown a lot of animals out of the Everglades and, to different wildlife sanctuaries. He's flown a boa constrictor, birds, just, guinea pigs, rabbits, you name it.
Well, we recently had to take, we took a service dog to Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. and then a service dog to Hawaii.
That's great. Yeah, we make a lot of flights for service animals. And, even the animals that people adopt out of the shelters, we usually hear back from them, and they'll just talk about the impact that the animal has had on their life and how, they were rescuing the animal, but yet somehow it seems to be that the animal came back and rescued them. you know, people who said that they were suffering from an illness. The animal gave them inspiration to get out of bed each morning, you know, get a new job, just really take control of their life in a new positive direction.
It's awesome. I can't imagine the stories you guys get. I don't know. I'd be so busy reading them all day, I'd never get anything done.
A lot of our fans comment on the stories on Facebook, and they'll say how, you know, they make a point of checking our page every day because it just kind of brings a smile to their face, and, you know, just they love seeing the good news. So I would encourage everyone to follow us on Facebook and, you know, tap into those daily stories. We have some great ones.
Well, now, so you are working to create an interactive portion of your website to educate children about animal rescue, which to me, if you want to change something, you need to educate the next generation. So you guys are definitely going in the right direction. So
yeah,
but tell us what you're doing.
We use some grant funds to create a coloring book geared towards kids. And it, you know, teaches them the importance of, you know, properly taking care of your pet, you know, taking it to the vet, giving it food and water and proper nutrition. And, you know, that's a really good starting point to get kids involved with animal rescue. And then we also have a children's book that should be on the shelves soon. And it kind of chronicles a pilot, you know, taking an animal to its new home. It's something that I think I would have loved reading when I was a kid. You know, great illustration. So, you know, that's the way we're trying to kind of tap into changing, making a more permanent change. We would love to see a day where Piles and Paws no longer have to exist because you don't have the millions of animals, you know, running out of time in the shelters and just needing to, you know, find a new home. We would love to see that through, you know, education about spay and neuter and just basically cutting the problem down at the root source.
And we're all on the same path. We're all on the same mission. We're all out trying to help a dog.
Exactly.
In our own way, if you would. And
mm-hmm.
I think if we all, you know, pull together, if you would, and we do what we do.
True. So, yeah, there are so many people who, you know, volunteer every day at the shelters, and our pilots are just kind of providing that transport to widen the field of where these animals can be adopted. You know, a lot of the times you'll see trends where there are a lot of unwanted pets in the southeast, and maybe if we fly them to the northeast, you know, they're adopted within a week. They find new homes, whereas they never would have gotten out of, you know, some of the shelters where they were first found.
Well, that's quite a chore you got ahead of you right there.
Well, it's a labor of love for our pilots, and, you know, they're happy to do it. They would all encourage any pilot out there just to, you know, make the first flight, and they all say it's very addicting. You know, it's really feel-good work. At the same time, you know, there are stresses involved of, you know, it's very hard to see an animal, be sent a picture, and not be able to provide the transport. But, you know, we have pilots who, if they're influenced by the weather and they have to postpone a flight,
right.
I've, you know, heard stories where they've driven the animal 10 hours,
wow.
One way, just to get it there if the weather isn't going to cooperate.
Wow.
So you said, you know, even with the almost 4,000 pilots, you guys always need more because there's a lot of pilots who don't know about you, and any help is always greatly appreciated.
Exactly.
So a pilot can just go to your website and inquire there about volunteering?
Yes, they go to the website, they get registered. You know, as you mentioned, PetMate donates crates and collars and leashes, and, you know, we use some donated funds as well. People can donate on our website if they're not a pilot. There's a little tab to donate on www.pilotsandpaws.org, and, you know, we ship out a package to the pilots to get them started with, you know, the supplies that they need and, you know, lots of help along the way.
And is there any states that in particular that you can think of where you're lacking some help from pilots?
No, it's really just nationally. We could use help everywhere, you know, getting pilots to join. So it's just, you know, because a lot of the times our pilots fly about 250 miles one way. And then if they need to get an animal further, they'll relay. And, you know, one thing is you just have to have pilots all over because if you don't, if you're missing a pilot in a critical area, that would make it so that, you know, relays to get animals further distances won't happen. So just having pilots throughout the country is imperative.
Well, we have you on our website, so Mark, we'll help any way we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to head to break real quick, but stay on with us, Kathleen. I've got just a couple more questions, and then we'll release you to go back and help dogs. So
thank you.
Hang on, and folks, we'll be right back in a few minutes.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong?
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're talking to Kathleen Quinn from Pilots and Paws, and you're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And now, just
Mark.
We went to yes, he is Mark.
Thank you very much.
Just before we went to break, Kathleen was telling us how that their organization needs pilots pretty much nationally. So, pilots, if you're not helping and you love dogs or cats or any animal, this is a great way for you to step in and give back. So please contact Pilots and Paws to help them. Now, the other thing
I'd like to mention hearing that is that we are a national 501c3 charity. So it's very, very expensive for pilots to fly, and that's usually the limiting factor for why the pilots we already have can't make as many trips as they would like to. But our 501c3 status allows portions of each flight to be tax deductible. So, that's one thing that is very alluring to pilots who, might be getting started out with our organization.
Absolutely.
We'll
that's a great tax deduction.
Exactly.
So now that's the pilots are one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is anyone who's out there that's trying to save an animal's life who needs help with transport, how would they, what do they need to do to get Pilots and Paws involved with that?
They do the same thing. They go to our website, pilotsandpaws.org, and there are instructions for registering. So they sign up with a username and password, and then all transport requests are done on our forum page. We don't go through emails or anything because this is just the most efficient way to connect pilots to, the people who are asking for transport help. So what they would do is they would post the request, and then pilots along the flight path of the area needed are automatically updated with a message. And then that way they can get directly in touch with the person who is requesting transport to work out dates and times, to best complete the mission.
Awesome. So now, ahead, Mark.
Let's say we wanted to get a ride up to Muskogee, Oklahoma.
For a rescue animal?
Yeah, for a service dog to go to a veteran up there.
Yeah, so what you would do is you would, are you a new member to Pilots and Paws?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would go to the website. You would register. It's really easy. There are a lot of guidelines. You can always email with a question. And then you post a transport request. You just give the specifics of when the transport needs to be done, how many animals, the size of the animals, your contact information. And then pilots
from Texas to Oklahoma would be then notified of this request, and they would start messaging back on the forum board, and that's how the dialogue has begun.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good system. I mean, good. Congratulations on your success.
The efficiency of the system is what allows us to rescue so many animals. You know, if we were scheduling all of the flights individually, we definitely wouldn't be able to do as many. So it's nice that the process seems to be working very well.
It's like you need to build a tower at your house and become that tower people.
Yeah, air traffic control.
You're right.
So when I was on your website, I noticed that you guys are selected as a finalist for a grant.
Was that the Lightspeed grant?
Yes.
We actually won first place for that grant. So we're very happy. We have the best fans. They're always so supportive of what we did. We applied. We were selected by their committee to, as a finalist. And then what happened was from June until November, there was a voting period. And, our fans, we just had an overwhelming amount of support from them. So it was great.
Well, we sorry we missed helping you with that, but congratulations.
There's always another.
Right. The Lightspeed Aviation Grant. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're really, very grateful to them for everything that they do. They have a great gear for pilots when they're making flights. I know a lot of our pilots are consumers of their products, and, these funds are just very generous to organizations, general aviation organizations that are helping out. They're very supportive.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Kathleen, for being on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you again.
We love what Pilots and Paws does. We loved our friend Kenny, and he's now an angel in the sky. And so, we will always support Pilots and Paws, and if there's anything we can do to help, please let us know.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a
All
good
right.
day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then.
Well, hey, we've still got a few minutes left. You want
to,
instead of, let's save dogs in the news, and why don't you tell everybody what we've been up to for the last 10 weeks with Goo?
10 weeks. Real quick, Goo. HealthyGoo.com. That's where you got to go. We have two dogs here that's in the program to become service dogs, and they came with skin issues. We had the founder of Healthy Goo.
Stephen Hauer. Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Hauer, co-founder, I should say, with Dr. Kristen Holm. They've got a product that we've tried everything else, and we thought, why not try this? But the dogs had bare, red, raw bellies and feet, hair licked off the feet, and nothing. We've tried everything.
We had Stephen on the show about 10 weeks ago, and to talk about his products. And after the show, we started kind of a secret mission.
Shh,
that we didn't.
It's a secret. You can't tell them.
Yeah, we couldn't tell anybody what we were doing. But basically, we decided to put these two dogs that we're having problems with, we decided to put them on Healthy Goo. And we did a protocol, a 10-week protocol with Stephen. And so, Mark, I and Stephen are the only ones who know about it. So what happened, Mark?
Knew about it.
Well, yeah, knew about it.
You've already told everybody. Now it's no fun.
Well, so what did we do for the last 10 weeks?
All right. So we have been given product. We give them a teaspoon twice a day. It's nothing. You just do what you're told to do. But what has happened is it went from the reddest, rawest belly, if you would, belly skin, to soft skin with hairs growing back out. It went from bald feet, bald toes, licked down to the bone almost, to feet now with hair all over them. And in 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it's been, just to give your dog something twice a day to get that kind of result is just amazing. So, and that was the Healthy Goo, and we also was on Gut Goo. That helps with their guts. So we've tried everything, 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 everything. We just cannot talk enough about this healthy goo.
Yeah, we did. We tried every potion and lotion out there, and to the point of frustration, and I am so pleased with the results. I mean, Camo, our little pit bull, looks like a completely different dog. She had just all over her stomach, under her arms, the back of her ears, and you can't ever tell. You can't tell she has.
And that's common in the bully breeds, right?
Yeah, the skin issues you'll find a lot in pit bulls and boxers. Just that dry, itchy skin, and I don't know, you know, why specifically that breed. But it is a common problem that we run across, and a lot of it, you know, the first thing we do is switch their nutrition. So if you're feeding corn, wheat, and soy, that's the first thing you should be looking at and change their food. But we had got, you know, we know all those tricks, and we had gone and tried several kinds of lotions and potions and just weren't getting anywhere. So we're extremely pleased. She's been here almost a year, folks, and up until 10 weeks ago, she was bald and red, and now she's a furry little brute, was what I call her.
HealthyGoo.com.
Yes, so that is that's our testimony for Healthy Goo. And, folks, Clear Conscious Pet and Healthy Goo's products they get the two paws up from America's Canine Academy, from Leader of the Pack, and from H4Hero.com. So, we're going to run to break. When we get back, we've got dogs in the news.
Oh, goody.
What do you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy. As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
All right, folks, you're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And now we have our segment called Dogs in the News.
When news breaks, we fix it. I got one from Carlsbad, New Mexico. A dog that allegedly chased a little boy but never attacked it. Well, what's the problem then?
Attacked it. He never attacked him, the little boy.
It. Right, yeah. Now stands a good chance of being put to death because he attacked. He didn't attack. I don't understand this one.
Well, it's...
He never attacked him, so why is he being put to death? It's because of how a city ordinance identifies vicious dogs.
Exactly, and that's what the problem is. That's why it's making news, is because the dog never attacked. All he did was chase the kid, and now he stands a chance of being put to death.
And that's crazy. I mean, that's all I'm saying. His dog's name was Boomer, 2-year-old. Here we go. Guess what breed? So anyway, it's a 2-year-old dog. Carlsbad Animal Control officers deemed him vicious. So vicious that he had to be confined inside 2 chain link fences at a shelter. And he's been there since June. So a vicious animal, in their opinion, is an animal which... at the time, shall bite, injure, attack, chase, menace any person with peaceful conduct themselves. It doesn't matter. The dog ain't vicious. The kid shouldn't have been running. I don't even want to go any more into this. It's the kid's fault.
As Mark always says, I trust my dog around a child, but I do not trust a child around my dog.
There you go. And that's the end of it.
So you
can talk about more of it. It makes me angry.
Okay. Well, the dog's owner's attorney reports that no physical contact was made. And frankly, they don't even know if the dog growled. But they don't believe he bore his teeth even. But according to the city, who's pushing for the dog's destruction, witnesses have a different story. They claim that the dog not only chased the boy, but was attempting to attack him and trying to get at his ankles. Either way, he's an ankle.
They taste like chicken bones.
Either way, because the dog chased the kid, it was enough to seize the dog. And under ordinance, it might be enough to have him destroyed. The court fight has delayed the dog's euthanization. And the owner's concerned about some other things, too. He says that the dog hasn't gotten the proper care while at the animal shelter. He says Boomer, the dog, has lost nearly 15 pounds. And his collar hangs loose. You can see his ribs. You can see his hip bones. You can see his spine. His nails are so long that he's standing on the nails and not even the pads of his feet anymore. So the owner explains that he's fighting for Boomer's life and fighting for the ordinance to be changed. And the city attorney says the dog's fate's going to have to be determined by a judge.
I guarantee that 4-year-old boy, why was he out the street running loose? Where's his parents? That's all I'm saying. I'll go bust the dog out of prison. Where's he at? New Mexico. I can go to New Mexico.
The city attorney is defending the ordinance, saying that the community safety is the city's first priority. And right now, Boomer, the dog, has been released at a special hearing because of his health issues, but his trial is set for January. So what
if the kid was chasing the dog?
Listen, let me finish. Animal lovers out there, you guys need to support New Mexico, Carlsbad, New Mexico. You need to support the owner here and help him save this dog's life. So everybody go on.
Tell them where to go on.
I don't have a website, but I'm sure you can just Google it. Carlsbad, New Mexico. It's a city ordinance. So go to the city's website.
That's crazy. What do you have? Oh, we talked about trifexas a few weeks ago. What do you have updated on that?
Okay. At that time, we talked about it. It was 3 weeks ago. Trifexas is the monthly combination pill for heartworm, parasites, and flea prevention. And we actually, that's what we give our dogs. But at the time we talked about it, the FDA was reporting figures that were as of April of 2013 that indicate 600 cases of lethargy and 31 reports of dog deaths. So that's what we had in our story 3 weeks ago, and we've got an update now. Channel 2 Action News in Atlanta, Jim Strickland is the reporter on this. He recently discovered that the actual number of dog deaths is far greater than 31. In fact, trifexis is now being blamed for more deaths than the cases involving Chinese jerky treats.
And folks, it's more expensive.
We've been talking about Chinese jerky treats for a couple of years now, and everybody knows about the jerky. If you don't, you don't watch the news and you don't listen to the radio. But
leave us out of this.
Yeah, we know you don't, but okay. Elanco is the company that makes trifexis, and they refused repeated requests from Jim Strickland with Channel 2 News to turn over its data. So Strickland filed a Freedom of Information request with the FDA and got the data. It showed that since trifexis hit the market, a pet owner has reported trifexis has killed their dog every 36 hours. So we were talking about 31 deaths before being reported. It's a lot more than that.
Wow.
Now, trifexis is the most popular flea and heartworm pill of its kind. Most vets recommend it. And with more than 50 million doses dispensed, most dogs are fine. But according to the FDA records, pet owners have reported 700 dog deaths, not 31. And that exceeds the Chinese jerky cases by 120. So this is a bigger problem than people realized. And we've put up such a big stink about jerky. Now somebody really needs to do their homework on this trifexis. The FDA numbers also show that 259 of the 700 dogs that died were euthanized because of their complications from the trifexis. Now, the new numbers also show a huge increase in the number of cases where dogs were reported to be sick. Like originally, the FDA report that we talked about 3 weeks ago reported 600 cases of lethargy. But with the updated numbers that Strickland got from the FDA, it's actually close to 8,000. And the numbers on the web for reporting vomiting is at $2,200. $2,200 dogs. And now the updated figures show it's closer to 30,000. So it's a bigger problem than we thought. Now, veterinarians stress the importance of heartworm prevention, and we do too. So don't boycott the drugs altogether, but guys, there needs to definitely be some more investigation on this.
Well, again, you look at the numbers, though, what it's done to help prevent how many deaths. They don't have numbers on that versus, you know, stuff's going to happen. Like in our book, shh, happens.
Yes, it's our book.
Wasn't supposed to be funny, but anyway.
But
I've got another story, but I don't know how much time we have. We don't have a lot of time. I want to get into another story about a bloodhound.
Well, you have about a minute, and it's a short story, so just finish quickly.
Well,
you have a minute.
It's a crossbreed 8-year-old dog that has been helping save lives of other dogs for over 7 years. What he did was he was signed up at a local blood donation program at the age of one. And he's been doing it ever since. He does it every 6 weeks. He donates blood. This dog donates blood. He drives a car down there to the – no. They take him in every 6 weeks. He gives blood. People use that blood to save other dogs. And they're looking for more dogs like Riley – his name is Riley – to give blood. It's pretty awesome.
You know what? We need to check taking the H4 dogs in while they're here into giving blood. That would be, we could save three lives now.
Absolutely. Or six.
Or six. Yeah. Heck. I think we need to check into that and find out where we can donate blood here locally.
Absolutely.
So that's a great
story.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah. So that's a great story. Congratulations, Riley, for saving so many lives. Thank you. Folks, that's all for this week. We will be back next week. And remember, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. Thanks for joining us and have a great week.